Hey everyone, it's Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and you're listening to another episode of the Happy Traveler Podcast, where we talk about all things entertaining and informative in the travel healthcare industry. I'm super excited for today's episode, so thanks for jumping on. I sound a little bit funky today. I'm kind of recovering from a cold, but I'm feeling great, so nobody worries, it's just my voice. I hope you guys have all had a good last week. So let's jump into today. Today, I'm really excited. I have a personal friend on the podcast with me today. Her name is Nurse Mo. She's wonderful. So everyone say hi to her. Nurse Mo, will you give yourself just a brief intro real quick?
Hi, everyone. Nice to meet you. It's an honor to be here with you, Kelly. We've been kind of running into each other for some years now, and it's nice to be actually collaborating and working together kind of on our own. So I'm really excited about that. My name's Monique Dowdy, or I go by Nurse Mo. I'm a critical care ICU nurse of 7 years, and recently I transitioned into being more of a very part-time nurse and more of a full-time influencer and entrepreneur and public speaker, but my background is more so in critical care, ICU, traumas, and I am always down to taking a travel assignment because it helps to support my vision and other things that I do in my life. So I absolutely love travel nursing. It has been kind of the foundation of my happiness, which is kind of fun.
Absolutely. Well, we're definitely going to talk about all the things you're doing as an influencer because they're super exciting. And I've seen you at so many different conferences and just working really hard for this profession. And so we definitely have to talk about that. But I also wanted to know, how did you get into nursing? So 7 years critical care, that's incredible. How did you get into nursing? And then how did you transition into travel?
Okay, so actually, travel nursing was something I heard about when I was 18 years old, and I always wanted to do travel nursing because I like the idea of being able to live all over the world and live rent-free. That seemed really cool to me, even at a young age. So travel nursing was initially the goal for me, but mainly I chose nursing because it was a sustainable career, and I grew up with very, very humble beginnings, and I wanted something that could keep me gainfully employed for the rest of my life. I know that's not like the PBS after school special answer, but I ended up finding out how much I love nurturing and caring for people within the process. But for me, it's like there's a shortage of nurses at the time back in 2006. Ooh, I'm old when I started school. And there was a shortage of nurses. I was going to a very expensive college, and I wanted to know that I could get a job right after college. I knew that it was sustainable. I knew that I would be able to have a steady career, and I knew that I would be gainfully employed for life. I also didn't mind really hard work and helping people. So that's why I initially chose nursing. About 2 years into nursing, I started remembering about travel nursing and all the great things that I had heard about it. And I was just starting to already feel burnt out as a new nurse. I was working med-surg telemetry. I was taking 8 patients, and the pay was really poor. And I was told that that was a way, travel nursing was a way to maximize my experience and my income. So I thought that that sounded really, really cool. So I took my first travel assignment in 2014 in Las Vegas, Nevada.
That is super cool. Did you like being in Las Vegas?
I actually wanted to go to California, but initially, which I'm based in Los Angeles right now. Which the challenging thing about California initially, the challenging thing about California is the licensure process. It can take up to 9 months if you are doing a license by endorsement. It takes a very long time to get your license here. So I chose Vegas because they only take 2 weeks, and it was very close to California. So I was able to get my first travel nurse experience by waiting for my dream city to get back to me as far as licensure goes. So I did actually like it, and it ended up being a lot of fun, but my goal was always to come to California as a travel nurse.
Sure, sure. Well, it's because it's so wonderful here. I just was talking to my cousin on the phone, and she sent me a photo from Colorado where I was born, and it is like 2 feet of snow, Nurse Mo.
Oh, yeah. I don't miss that.
Definitely not. Well, that's really cool. And I think that's a perfect reason for getting into nursing. Honestly, there is a lot of stability in this profession. And I think that it's smart. You know, I think it's smart. And you're going to have a family, and you have other people, I'm sure, in your family that are counting on you. And I think that that's a wonderful thing. And I'm glad that you were able to see, too, later on, how fun it is to take care of people. Because everyone says, you know, it's like the cheesy thing that we say about nursing. Why did you want to become a nurse? To take care of people. But it's just, it really is so true. It's fun. There's something really heartwarming about getting the care for other people that can't care for themselves. So I think that's really cool. Okay, so let's talk about your nursing influencer stuff. So you're super popular. I'm excited for her to tell you guys all about what she's up to, because I follow her on Instagram and all of these things, and she's just doing, she's all over the place and doing a whole bunch of really, really influential, cool stuff. So I guess, what does being a nursing influencer mean to you, and what does a typical day look like for you?
So this is actually a typical day as a nursing influencer. I'm actually off work, but I have to snap back from, you know, what my night shifts normally are, and jump on, do a podcast, meet with my team. I have a team of four now, videography, photography, content curation, and we all get together to create the best possible content we can for free stuff online so that people can have resources about nursing and travel. So I decided to bridge the two, not just travel nursing, but also traveling as a nurse. So now I'm starting to host trips and workshops all over the country and globally. I actually just hosted my first international trip to Kenya, where 19 nurses came out, and I taught a workshop on building a brand in today's media, as well as having a 9-day luxury trip with 1 day of volunteering. So that is a new part of my career, as well as hosting medical missions. So there's the in-person stuff that I absolutely love, because for me, my responsibility is to create a real community offline. Because it's great to have 117,000 followers, which we currently have, and 45 or 48,000 followers on the Resilient Nurse. But it doesn't mean anything if I can't get these people in a room and make a real connection with them.
Sure.
So creating communities offline from the communities that I have online. And sometimes that'll be a workshop in Atlanta, which we just did a couple days ago, where 200 people come out and they talk about the issues that they're facing in their current profession, and they talk about ways to overcome them and ways to be resilient. Or it can be our brand ambassador program, which is I'm owner of the Instagram at the Resilient Nurse, which has become a full movement with 32 nurses that all represent the face of it as brand ambassadors. And what they do is share their content across our channel so that they can get their message out there more, and we're able to provide for people who are interested in labor and delivery or women's health or trauma, which aren't my exact specialty. So it gives people a mentor, and mainly it's just creating a space that's safe online where people can express their concerns, needs, because I'm sure you have many as a nurse, and I still do after having 7 years of experience.
Sure. So you're obviously super influential then, not even just in travel nursing, but in nursing in the profession as a whole, with a bunch of different specialties and a bunch of different types of nurses needing you and wanting to help you and wanting to collaborate with you and wanting to hear from you and wanting to learn from you. And that's really exciting. Where do you see, though, the future of the travel nursing industry? Because you've got your hands in a whole bunch of different really awesome products or projects for the entire profession. So where do you see the future of the travel industry? I don't know how much actual experience you've had with Wanderly, but obviously we created this technology that we're trying to host all of the pay packages from the leading agencies on one big platform. But what else where do you see the future of the travel industry, and how else can we help, or where do you want to see it improve?
So I think that Wanderly is definitely ahead of the curve as far as where I see travel nursing going. I think I see it from a digital perspective. So I think a lot of us are like wanting to cut the process of things more and make it more seamless. So I think that's why I think it's so important that we create this online community of support where other nurses can talk to other nurses. I think that in the future, what will happen is that people will be able to, you know, basically do everything online and not have to talk to a person unless they absolutely want to. And I think that's what Wanderly is more so leaning towards, where you don't have to talk to 10 different recruiters to find out if this pay package is for you. Or if this assignment is for you, you have more information online and you're able to decide if this is a fit for you, you know, more quickly, than having to go through talking to a whole bunch of people. Just similar to how we used to have Blockbuster, and now we had Redbox, and now we have Netflix. So, I think the nursing world is no different. I think we're going to lead towards having more autonomy, more hands-on about how we structure what we do for work. And we don't have to go through so many loopholes, making the process more seamless. That's what I think personally the future of finding an assignment will be, but we'll see.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's really exciting. And I think it's just so crazy, even just over the last 5 years, how much technology has truly changed and influenced the way that the travel industry not even just is working, but has to work now because of all the different things that have come, I guess, to the forefront of the ways that we now communicate and all the different resources that we have at our fingertips. So that's exciting. Well, I'm so glad you jumped on, Nurse Mo. What's next for you? What projects are you getting into now? Do you have a book recommendation for any travelers? I was going to ask you that, but what's next for you and what can you share?
So one of my favorite books is, actually The Four Agreements. Kind of corny, but the don't take anything personally thing will be really helpful as a travel nurse, because you will kind of endure a little adversity, a little controversy, because you're not a part of the family all the time. So I definitely think that that would be a good quick read. You can read it on one flight and it'll change your life. So The Four Agreements is great. What I have coming up is a lot of events. So if anyone ever wants to know about events that I have coming up, they can visit www.theresilientnurse.com. That's www.theresilientnurse.com or iamnursemo.com. So basically what I have coming up is a whole bunch of empowering workshops for both nurses and just women who aren't sure if they want to be a nurse yet, but need, you know, that emotional and spiritual and wellness guidance. So everything under the resilient nurse realm is all things nursing and all things travel nursing. And, we have another event coming up in July with Q that'll be pretty big. It's the I Am Resilient Workshop. I Am Resilient Workshop is on city number 5 now. And it's basically where we get a whole bunch of nurses together, let them know about their opportunities in travel nursing, nurse entrepreneurship, and outside projects from being a nurse, just overall opportunities for nursing. So I have one of those coming up in July. And then I'll also be hosting a medical mission with Wonder Rome, to Nicaragua. So those are my immediate projects that I have next, but, just basically follow my Instagram, my YouTube, and our websites to just stay up to date, because I'm always doing an event almost every month.
Yeah, I was going to say, so we have the Resilient Nurse Instagram handle. Did you mention your personal one?
Yeah, so my personal, so if you guys love me, it's I Am Nurse Mo on Instagram. If you don't like me so much and you want to see other nurses, visit at The Resilient Nurse, because that's all things nurses, and I don't showcase myself on there ever. It's all about all the other nurses doing amazing things.
Oh my gosh, well, you're so funny. Well, we definitely love you, and thank you so much for coming on with us today. So everybody, please go and check out Nurse Mo. Nurse Mo, do you have anything else that you want to add before we close out?
Oh, no, not at all. Kelly, thanks for taking your time and chatting with me, and I hope to see you around LA soon.
I know. Let's get together. If anyone who's out there listening to Nurse Mo and I have done a lot with the Scrubs Magazine and Cherokee Uniforms family. We've done a lot now with the travel nursing industry, and I hope that we get to continue to collaborate as well. Yes, and maybe we should just grab lunch or something, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Okay, great. Well, everybody, that's Nurse Mo. Please go and check her out all across the social media. She's doing a lot for the profession of nursing, and we are honored to have her on the Happy Traveler podcast. That's all for today, and we will see you next week.